that glorious song of hope from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. He's on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Father, you are worthy. Thank you for hearing our cries of praise to you. May our worship be a holy offering that's pleasing to you. Hush the noise, God. Hush the noise of life, the busyness that threatens to drown out the true beauty of this season. Open our ears today that we may hear the timeless story of Christ's birth in a whole new way. Touch our mouths and our hearts that we may praise you with the passion and love you deserve. And touch our eyes, God, that we may see your glory.
My hope comes from. Hallelujah.
heavens to where my hope comes from, to where my hope comes from. I lift my song up to the heavens, to where my hope comes from, to where my hope comes from.
Bethlehem was a small, quiet town, and like a lot of small towns, not much happened there. One day a man named Micah, a strange man from out of town, made a prophecy about Bethlehem. He said, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are only a small town, are by no means least among the people of Israel. For from you will come the ruler who will be shepherd over my people."
Still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shines the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all of the years are met in thee tonight.
Impart to human hearts the blessings of you.
Time and time again throughout history, God calls his children to wait for his timing, to submit to his schedule. The next time that the wait seems endless in your life, consider this. The children of Israel waited for generations for the promised Messiah. What amazing faith it must have taken to wait for that long. And then, seemingly out of nowhere, on a silent night, the hope of eternity burst into our world. A child, a star, angelic hosts proclaiming that nothing would ever be the same again. These are the ways of our God moving in His perfect timing. Father, we wait in hope for You, knowing that our energies are wasted when we are out of step with You, and that we are more than conquerors when we follow where You lead. And God, we know that when the time is right and You call us to follow, we will follow You.
Violence, cry out for mercy, and our God will answer. God of tomorrow, God of today, we will anoint You with songs of our praise. We will be still until You call. Shines on it, bathed in the glory of the Father's mercy. God of tomorrow, God of today, we will anoint You with songs of our praise. We will be still until You call.
Follow the stars.
And there, in a barn, the Son of God was born. I wonder what Mary must have thought. What joy, what hope, what fear she might have had. We know that Mary had great faith, but she was also a teenager called to carry a very heavy burden. And in her arms, our Savior, her baby boy, who she held for the very first time that night.
My soul does magnify the Lord. Our flesh and bones around.
Let's celebrate the coming of the King. God has come to man. He is Emmanuel. He is with us.
How long, how wide, how deep is Jesus' love for us? How long, how wide, how deep? Looking over this vast domain, he saw our sin, he saw our pain. My deliverer saw my sin, and still he came.
God, Almighty Father, you are Emmanuel. You are here with us. We tremble in your presence and humble ourselves before you. We deserve your judgment, but you give us your love. We deserve death, but you give us life. We are unfaithful again and again, yet you faithfully pursue us to the ends of the earth. You came to us while we were still covered in our sin, and you covered us in your love.
Yeah.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever.